This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have another returning guest. It is Dr. Agnes with the Herborium Group Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. Dr. Agnes, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me back. It's my pleasure. I also understand that this invitation is a result of the investors' interest and request, and I take it as a big compliment, because it means that at least somebody listens to us and looks at us and is interested. And that's what we want. And considering that we are a small company, but definitely on the go and on the rise, this interest is very dear to me. So I'm grateful that you invited me back.
Oh, and we appreciate you coming back onto the show and keeping us up to date with Herborium. So, you know, it's been a few months since we had you on. Can you give us a little about statement about what Herborium does and what your guys' goals are?
Yes, we are indeed a small natural pharma company, if I may a little embellish here. We develop and market proprietary botanical therapeutics. We actually developed the concept and the trademark this concept of botanical therapeutics. These are all natural medicinal compounds which are proprietary, which also address the unmet needs of the people who we serve. At the same time, we are in a very advantageous position that from legal point of view, regulatory point of view, botanical therapeutics are supplements regulated by the DSHEA 94. We exceed the requirements for the supplements. We have clinical data to support our botanical therapeutics efficacy and safety. But at the same time, our market entry and presence is regulated by, as I said, DSHEA 94, which means the regulatory requirements for the supplements and nutraceuticals. So it gives us easier entry. And because we are different and have number of benefits that most of the commoditized nutraceuticals don't have, we can differentiate ourselves in the market. And we actually successfully did, considering that we built the brand recognition for not only the company, but also our products. And we developed and right now the product line, and we'll be extending this. I will probably talk a little about it at the end of this interview. So that's what we are in a nutshell. Maybe one more comment, if you give me a
sure.
second, because I just want you to understand, and maybe people will realize the potential of it. The natural medicine market is globally about $500 billion. Obviously, it's not that we address all of it, but this is an absolutely growing market. Right now, the big pharma is very interested and involved in natural medicine, science-based medicine. So we are both in the middle of the trend as well as ahead of the trend, but not enough to create extra risk, but actually to create extra opportunities.
Very good, very good. So last time we had you on the show, which was back in December, you guys had just finished your Q4 for 2016. You guys didn't come out with a report yet, but back in February here, you guys released a management discussion of your annual report for 2016. Can you give us some of the bullet points and some of the highlights of your 2016 calendar year?
Of course. We are actually very happy with 2016 for a number of reasons. Not only our revenues grew over 80%, but we actually moved from red to black first time in the history of the company. And I'm not going to say that this is like huge profit, but we definitely had noted the positive cash flow. And that is a big change. It means that our strategy works. It means that we are on a path to reconfirm it with much higher profitability in 2017. We did it while we actually also decreased the company net loss by 40%. And that is unusual. Yes, We increased the revenues, decreased the debt, which is definitely something which we are very proud of. What this year was also very important for is that our brand recognition had significantly jumped up, especially in the area which is our main right now domain, which is dermatology. We had won the second time in the row for 2015 and now for 2016, the distinction of providing the best skincare blog on internet by Healthline. Our, in quote, partner on this is Allure. We're comparing Allure and Herborium is like comparing, I don't know, the mountain and the mouse, little, you know, little mount here. So we are extremely proud that with our resources, we were able to actually the second year in the row to confirm it. We were featured two times over 10 months, which is unheard of, in Cosmopolitan magazine. Which is one of the largest global women magazine, and we were able to achieve it without a dollar spent. These were not advertisements. We were featured in editorial, and we are featured in a pick, the beauty pick, along with Lancome and Lauder and, I don't know, some major global brands. The reason why I mentioned this is that our lead product for acne and rosacea, acne, is a very interesting product which can fit and fits into two different markets. On one end, it is botanical therapeutic. It works, it has a safety, clinical efficacy data. It actually prevents acne from coming and helps to heal the present outbreaks. It is sometime almost compared to my dismay and actually very high dissatisfaction to Accutane, which actually is off the market, but is the only treatment for acne, which actually addresses the causes of acne. And we do the same, and not just the symptoms. At the same time, being that we also, because it is acne, fit into the beauty market. And this creates another opportunity for us, which we actually play very hard, and that helps us to grow. Because it is a nutraceutical or natural medicine, but it is also a beauty product. And beauty market, as you know, is something which is very attractive.
Absolutely.
And very growing right now. And two markets which we stressed so much in 2016 and now for 2017, the French market and the Hispanic market are both actually in the kernel of this importance of this healthy beauty markets, and we fit into this, and that's something which I think perception of it and ability to capitalize on it is one of the component of our success.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Dr. Agnes. She is the CEO for Herborium Group Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. Now, Dr. Agnes, the reason why you came on today is because we've actually had a couple investors, you know, reach out to us in order to get you back on the air to ask you a couple questions. Now, we're going to have to narrow it down to just the two questions that we have here today. But let me start off with the first one. This is coming from a listener that says, with the positive cash flow you guys have shown in 2016, they're wondering why we're not seeing movement in the stock for HBRM. Can you elaborate on that?
I will try. I actually would like to meet the investor face-to-face and shake his hand for this question because I'm asking myself this question too. But on a serious note, we are a small company. We make choices about how we promote the company and how we develop the company. And these are two different little, I would say, budgets which we have to watch. The other part is that as we serve, and I have this very strong commitment to serve our shareholders base, we also are partners in it, which means that we can do only as much in terms of communicating, and we try to do this now religiously about our achievements and our opportunities and how we go about it. and report it to the shareholders. But as a partners in this game, I think shareholders perhaps may think also to share this information and help us to spread the good news as well. We never will be a gold mine on Mars which promises 5,000% return overnight. We are very honest. I don't blow our horn, perhaps enough. I will try to do it a little more with more communication. But I would also hope that these achievements which we do communicate will find a way to our investors' ear to many channels, some perhaps being a public channels, you know, run by the investors. And the closing note for this, I mean, if you look practically at what's happening, our revenues for last year, for 2016, was over 800, close to 850,000. You may say it's not much. Oh, it's, you know, for us, considering other people falling off the wagon, it's kind of a growth, definitely. But our market cap is one third of it. That's kind of strange. That's funny, but it's sad. But it's also opportunity. It is something which we together, hopefully, by just spreading the news, can probably address. There is enough of the good news. So I promise, I commit that we will communicate and try to find more efficient and more delivering routes of communication about our beings to help the movement, upward movement, of and help the valuation, but I hope to have some kind of a resonance and assistance from our shareholders base, who is our asset, our treasure, as we are their servants.
Very well said. The second question coming from our listener is just asking the simple question, will Herborium uplist to the QB in the near future?
I actually like this question. The answer is yes, and the answer is actually very consistent with what I had publicly stated in the past. We definitely have the uplisting in our strategic plan, and it definitely moved up on the list of the goals as we achieve a better financial results. So this answer is unequivalent. Yes, we plan to do it. It moved up on the list of the goals and deliverables, and we are looking into the all possible venues to achieve that.
Very good.
There is no question about it.
Very good, very good. My guest again today is Dr. Agnes. She is the CEO for Herborium Group Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. Dr. Agnes, I apologize. We're running a little shorter on time here. So I'm going to leave us with this question here. Right now, you guys have, you know, a good foothold into 2017 here. What is your next big step in your sales focus?
Okay. In March, actually on March 3rd, we had opened the Hispanic market. I was expecting that this market is very attractive and will be doing very well. The compound annual growth rate for the purchasing power for Hispanic is about 7.5%, and it's over twice growth as fast, probably twice as fast as the total U.S. purchasing power.
Okay.
And it's a huge market where we also fit very well from the cultural perspective. The products which we have, natural products, are in demand. We use technology to sell it, and this is very technologically savvy and demanding market. We also respect this market, cultural differences. We opened this Hispanic market with the Hispanic content, Hispanic website. Even me expecting the good results was kind of shocked by the response. We exploded. We didn't launch. And we already have three prominent YouTubers who already posted the videos about our products. We have a number of others coming to us, not that we come to them. So this exploration of the Hispanic market, this 1.3 trillion U.S. Hispanic market, which is there waiting, will be definitely our goal for 2017. And considering that we had kind of started with a bank. I hope this bank will continue.
Absolutely.
The second big thing is that we've been also extremely successful for the last 2 years to foster the French market. That's why we were in Cosmo. That's why we are actually working with one of the top bloggers in France who has the million followers. Our French website, which was born a year and a half ago, has 55,000 of likes. These are rather big achievements. We will continue, but we will also continue looking into both French and Hispanic market as well as US market from a little different angle. As our brand recognition grows, we start having interest from the wholesalers to promulgate, to take our products. It's a different animal. We concentrated mostly on the, with exceptional in Europe, mostly UK and the HUB Group, which is our very prominent partner. We concentrated on the retail market. Right now, our focus will expand and we are really looking seriously into the wholesale. And we look at that as well because this will take pressure off our internal infrastructure. It will help us to actually manage the expenses and losses and decrease them further while increasing the revenues. And that's also possible because we are contemplating, I mean, we are working, it's much further than contemplating, the product extension. This year we will introduce at least one additional product to the Acne Ease product line as a product extension.
Excellent.
This is really our focal points for 2017.
Very good. Again, my guest today is Dr. Agnes. She is the CEO for Herborium Group Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. To find out more information about Herborium Group, you can visit their website at herborium.com. That's HERBORIUM.com. Dr. Agnes, again, thank you for appearing on our show and answering our listeners' questions. We very much appreciate you making another appearance on our show, and we hope to check back again with you in a couple months to just see how well Herborium has been doing.
Thank you very much. I would like to add one word. I would like to add our Acne Ease website, which is actually making everybody money, which is www.acneease.com and .fr. or acneeesp.com. And thank you very much to you, and thank you very much for our investors and shareholders. Keep us alive, and I hope you keep doing this. Thank you very much, and have a great day.